بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد اضلني عن الذكر بعد اذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا صدق الله العظيم. In this verse of the Holy Quran, the 19th juz, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we heard the 19th juz in Tarawih Salah. And this is part of Surah Al-Furqan, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. That day of Qiyamah, where the one who transgressed the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul, he will bite his hand because of the horrors of Qiyamah, and as a consequence of his sins, and because he had disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul, out of regret, he will actually bite his hands. And the person is fearful of something, he begins to bite his fingernails. Here, Allah Ta'ala says he will literally bite his hand. And he will say, Ya Laytani, ittakhaztu ma'ar Rasuli sabila, why didn't I follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why didn't I take a part with him? Ya waylata, he will express lament and grief and woe upon himself. He'll curse himself. Laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila, that I should not have taken a certain person as my friend. Laqad adallani ani dhikri ba'da idh ja'ani, he took me away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Zikr here refers to Qur'an and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, this friend of mine, he took me away from the straight path, from the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ba'da idh ja'ani, after it came to me. Wa kana shaytanu lil insani khadula, all this was prompted by shaytan in the world. Now on the day of Qiyamah, where is that shaytan to assist now? The same shaytan who promised that I will assist you, suddenly, at the time of need, he is not there. And that is the meaning of khadul. Khadul in Arabic means where a person leaves out helping somebody at the time when that person is desperate. You promise you'll help your friend, but when he needs you, suddenly you disappear from the scene. So you have let him down. And shaitan has done this. The Battle of Badr, where he had come in the form of a nearby tribe to assist the mushrikeen. And when he saw the angels coming down, he turned on his heels. He began to flee. The person said, where are you going? The other mushrik did not know this was shaitan. He came in the disguise of a chieftain. He said, I can see what you don't see. I fear Allah Ta'ala, meaning I fear the punishment of Allah coming. On the day of Qiyamah, shaitan will not be able to assist any person. So Allah Ta'ala says that this person, the zalim, primarily initially, it was, came down for Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt was a enemy of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, initially, in Makkah, it invited the other chiefs, leaders, the Quraysh, the big people, for a meal. And at that time, Rasulullah had already become a Nabi and had given da'wat toward Islam. So he, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, he invited Rasulullah. This is the beginning period of Islam. But when they sat down for meals, Nabi Akram told him, Uqba, I cannot partake of your meals. until you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You bring iman. So, he recited the kalima. Rasulullah partook of the meals. This news reached Ubay bin Khalaf. Ubay bin Khalaf was enraged. He was mad. He called Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. What did you do? He said, no, I didn't really mean to accept Islam. I just said it to make Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy. Because if I did not read what he told me to do, then he would have left my home without taking a meal, and that would have been embarrassment for me. See, the Arabs were very, very generous. And they would feed a lot. And they would look after their guests. For him, it was a very bad thing if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left his home without having meals. So for that sake, he read the kalima, but he didn't really read it with iman, yaqeen. He just read it to make Nabi Kareem happy so that he would partake of his meals. So Ubay bin Khalaf said, no, I'm not happy. This excuse of yours is not a very sound excuse. I will only accept what you're saying if you go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spit on his face. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt goes and he spits on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Both these people, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt and Ubay bin Khalaf, both were killed in the Battle of Badr. The same Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, he was the one responsible for putting the camel's intestine on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam making sajda. And another occasion, he tried to strangle Rasulullah sallam with a shawl of Rasulullah sallam. He pulled Rasulullah sallam very, very heavily. And he almost strangled Rasulullah sallam. His daughter, however, accepted Islam and Iman. And there's an incident how, when she accepted Iman, she was in Makkah. Sahaba had already gone to Madinah Munawwara. They made hijrat. She goes walking. She makes hijrat from Makkah to Medina. When she comes there, it's a lengthy incident, the other woman says, oh, the daughter of Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt was the ardent enemy of Rasulullah. She has come here. She embraces Islam. She takes bayat in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, not physically. And then her family members, her brothers come to go and fetch, collect her. They said, no, we need to take her back. And this happened after the Sulah of Hudaybiyah. In the Sulah of Hudaybiyah, when they made the agreement in the pact, it was decided that it was all one-sided, all in the favor of the enemy, of the mushrikeen. Rasulullah agreed because he wanted to make this peace treaty with them. So amongst the clauses, they said, if any person from Makkah, leaves Makkah and comes to Medina after accepting Islam and he comes to Medina, he must be returned. But anybody from Medina, a Muslim, a mu'min, suddenly he leaves Iman and he comes to Makkah, he must be allowed to stay in Makkah. So they say, according to the treaty, we came to fetch her. Allah Ta'ala sent down verses in the 28th para, where Allah Ta'ala tells Rasulullah SAW, when these people come, these females, يُبَايِعْنَكَ, they may take bay'at, فَلَا تَرْجِعُهُنَّ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ. The agreement was only made for the males, not for the females. Allah Ta'ala sent down the ayat, لَا تَرْجِعُهُنَّ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ. Don't send her back. So she remained in Medina Munawwara. She was a sahabiya. Nonetheless, so here, originally it was meant for Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, this verse. He is a zalim and he laments the day of Qiyamah. Why did I take Ubay bin Khalaf as my friend? And I treaded this path. He took me away from the zikr of Allah, but it is too late. This wicked or evil person's companionship and friendship that he had becomes a matter of regret for him on the day of Qiyamah. And this is a lesson for us. It's a universal message. That any person we befriend in this dunya, make sure he is going to take you closer to Allah Ta'ala. Make sure he takes you closer to Allah Ta'ala. Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Rasulullah said, a man is on the creed and way and religion of his friend. Therefore be very careful who you befriend. Rasulullah also mentioned, la tusahib illa mu'min. Illa mu'minan. If you're going anywhere, then you take as a sati, a companion, Who? A believer. A believer will be conscious of Allah Ta'ala. Salat time, he'll make sure he stops the car. But let's make wudu, let's make read our salat. They won't be playing music in the car. They won't be going towards haram and filth and zina. And therefore, it is imperative that in this dunya I have good companionship. Lest we lament the day of Qiyamah, biting our hands. It is very, very important in today's time. I mentioned the other day, suhbat, suhbat, suhbat of the salihin, especially our youngsters. Sometimes the person who you befriending, Allah forgive me, with all due respect, all due respect. He could be hafiz of the Quran, but his akhlaq is terrible. He's not practicing on the Quran and Majid. His life is full of womanizing and drugs. And he's got evil habits. Do not befriend such a person. He'll take you away from your wife and children. He'll take you away from the masjid. And he'll give all type of justifications. But you will be suffering. Your wife will suffer. Your children will suffer. Allah Ta'ala gives respite. He gives chances like the month of Ramadan to take this U-turn. Ruju' ila Allah means come back to Allah Ta'ala. You went away from Allah, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for all of us, women folk also, our young girls, daughters, have good company. And this will be a deterrent from evil. How many? I met one youngster, he was only 10, 11 years old. And he was on drugs. I asked him, Why you went to this? He said, no, they told me to try it, meaning my friends. So I tried it. It became so bad that then he had to go into a rehab at that young age. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala protect us. We have to be sincere. Don't look down upon somebody. If you know somebody who's taking drugs, now you look at, oh, no. Ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, keep on making dua for them and give them the right dawa also. Keep them in good company. Then the verses continue, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. On the day of Qiyamah, according to many Mufassirin, Rasulullah SAW will say, oh Allah, my people, these disbelievers of my ummah, they abandoned this Qur'an. They did not follow the Qur'an. They didn't bring iman in the Qur'an. So here again is a lesson for all of us. We should not break this ta'alluq and link we have with the Qur'an and Majid. The month of Ramadan, what is all this? Link with Qur'an. It's a month of Qur'an. Alhamdulillah, every salah people are reading Qur'an. Tarawih we're reading. Normally we don't read. After the month of Ramadan, ask the people, come read Qiyamul Layl, come read Tarawih in the Masjid. Who's going to come? Nobody will come. Allah Ta'ala gives us a special type of spiritual energy. To listen to Qur'an, to read Qur'an. You want to finish one khatam, start the next khatam. So all this is when we have a link with the Qur'an. Now this link must not break. Believe in the Qur'an, read the Qur'an, and now very important for most of us, understand the message of the Qur'an. As I said the other day, years of our life has gone by, and still, sad state of affairs. We don't know what Allah is telling us in the Quran. We're reading, but we don't understand. Don't make that effort. All these gatherings we have, majlises, we have tafsir, whatever it is, part of understanding Quran. Somebody will give us a tafsir of some surah, we will learn it, understand it. At least we'll know what is the meaning of this, of these verses. So when we read, we can ponder. So many verses tonight also. You know, if you ponder over these verses, you reflect over the verses. إن في ذلك الآية وما كان أكثر المؤمنين we heard it so many times. Nonetheless, Allah Ta'ala wants us to hold onto this Quran, read the Quran, try to read it correctly with tajweed, make amal on the Quran, practice on the Quran. Let us not be deficient in fulfilling the obligation and the rights the Quran has over us. And the day of Qiyamah, there is a hadith that Mufti Shafi Saf Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned where the person who has learned Quran and he has abandoned it. He has learned the Quran and abandoned it. And he just leaves it on the shelf, doesn't bother about it, doesn't read it, doesn't even look into the Quran. The day of Qiyamah, the Quran will come with him, hanging on him, and address Allah Ta'ala, and the Quran will say, "Oh Allah, there's this person here, he abandoned me, now you decide between two of us." That is why in the hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned, "Al-Quranu hujjatun laka aw alayk." The Quran will either be a proof on your behalf on the day of Qiyamah. "Oh Allah, he read me, he made amal on me. Allah, he passed on the message." So it will defend you. It will fight a case on your behalf. Or otherwise, alayka, against you. Allah, he abandoned me. He never read the Quran, he never showed any respect. He didn't bother. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. In the past, our elders, they had so much of azamat of the Quran, that you will find that they keep the Quran neatly in a juzdan, covered, placed in a high place. They would kiss it. And to this time, we have seen, it's just thrown one side. And of course, not everything is on the app. A person needs it, use it. I'm not saying you can't use it. But we have Qurans everywhere. So much better it would be if we can, as far as possible, use the Quran, the book, the kitab, hold it in your hand. Show respect to the Quran. Read the Quran. Because on that cell phone, you know what else is on the cell phone. You know all the other filthy things that is contained. I'm not saying you cannot, I'm not saying that now you can't use that. Sometimes we are traveling somewhere, there's no Quran, we go to check, looking for some verse. So it's permissible, nothing wrong in that. Of course, you got to follow the masail, taharat, wuzu, etc. But I'm saying, let's get back to the original. Everything is technology today. Everything technology. So we're moving away from the original. That nuraniyat that you have in the Quran and Majid, when you open and read, wallahu alam, I don't think you'll feel it when you just check it in your cell phone. Be honest to yourself and see. If you really need it, then you check it. But otherwise, open the kalam. Open kalam apart and then read. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, give us hidayat. And then in one verse, wa ibadur rahman, it's a portrait of a believer. Allah Ta'ala mentions about plus minus 10 qualities of a believer. Where Allah Ta'ala talks about ibadur rahman alladhina yamshuna al ardi hawna. These servants of Allah Ta'ala, they walk on the earth with humility. So we'll just run through these 10 only. We're not going to go into tafsir in detail. They have humility. And when they meet a person who is a jahil, and the jahil is finding faults and arguing, they just say, "Salaamu Alaikum." They don't get embroiled in any argument. They don't retaliate and respond. They just keep quiet and they continue. So they avoid arguments. And they spend the nights, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They spend the nights in sajda, in standing position, in ruku, in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Then, they make dua to Allah Ta'ala. "Oh Allah, move us away from the fire of Jahannam." That is the fikr. Keep us away from Jahannam. That should be our worry all the time. Allah must not put us into Jahannam. Now the second 10 days will be complete, inshallah. Then the last 10 days of Ramadan, itqum min al-nar. You have people making dua, "Allahumma ja'al, wallah make us, Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan, wallah make us from those who are freed from the fire of Jahannam in the month of Ramadan." Then there are those who follow moderation as far as the economic life is concerned especially. They are not spendthrifty, neither are they miserly. They are moderate when it comes to money matters. Then they have respect for life. They don't kill any person unjustly. They do not commit zina. So they're keeping away from all these type of sins, from zina, from wasting money, being spendthrifty, making israf. And they do not take false oaths. They do not turn away from the verses of Quran, deaf and dumb. But they ponder over the meanings of the Quran. They do not discard the Quran. When the ayat are read, they ponder over it. And very important, they make dua for their progeny. And this is the dua all of us should be making. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنُ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Beautiful dua. Many parents ask, "Mama, my son, my daughter, make dua." This is a good dua to read. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ. O Allah, make our spouses, our wives, and our children, آنْكِ تَنَّكْ, a coolness of our eyes. When we see them, we must feel this delight. There mustn't be an eyesore. Oh, look at my son, he's so disobedient, he swears me, he hurts me, he's taken the wrong path. So when you see your children, when you see your spouse, you must feel happy. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ. Then, وَجَعَلَّا وَلَّا make us لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, imams, leaders of the pious. Imagine you're the leader of the pious people. These are du'as you give for your children. Now you make du'a for the dunya also. But only want your son to pursue the dunya. Believe me, he'll get his degrees. When the time comes to serve you, he won't be there. He'll be too busy. But the other person was simple. You gave him deen, his deen will bring him to you and make your khidmat. When you need him, he'll be there. When you need her, she'll be there. Otherwise, she'll have all his fancy degrees. And he'll have all his beautiful degrees. And the time when the parents want them, they got old. All gone everywhere else in the world. Nobody to see to their parents. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, let us, Allah Ta'ala, give us in these Mubarak days tawfiq to turn to Him, really become Allah Ta'ala's friends. All of us are weak. All of us are weak. Allah forgive us. Allah overlook our weaknesses. Allah guide us. Allah give us that spiritual, we say, ruhani taqat. The spiritual energy. And that spiritual energy, once it comes into us, and if we continue with a little push from our side, like I normally say, take baby steps towards Allah, Allah comes running to you. Then you see after the month of Ramadan. But the moment Ramadan finishes, and all the spiritual energy we have, everything comes down, then as though we did nothing the whole month. Now what a great effort, alhamdulillah, we have been making. Taraweeh itself, fasting the whole day, even the person is sick, he's still keeping his roza, he's making his dua, waking up for sahri, and so many other good charitable works, whatever. So it was great effort. Now is the time to be, Allah, you help me to go forward. I must not retrogress, I must not go back, I must progress. And Allah Ta'ala is so kind because thousands of people have changed their lives in the month of Ramadan. Many a youngster, especially when Hazrat Maulana Rahmat was alive, youngsters would come and cry and make tawbah, especially the last 10 days. And after that, many of them who were sincere came back and changed their entire lives. So we all have the capability. And Allah's help is there. Allah is ready to help us. First step, Allah wants us to take the first step. The mother and father are waiting, and the child is just learning how to walk. And the child takes the first step. That gives the parents a thrill. And then the second and third, and the child is about to fall. The parents go running forward, and they pick up the child. They did not want the child to get hurt. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to get hurt. Allah knows we are taking those baby steps towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah will hold us by our hand, and Allah will guide us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانه وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك